This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-ravished Punjab on Tuesday to review the situation. Confirming Mr. Modi's visit, State BJP President Sunil Jakar in a social media post said, the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Meanwhile, Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after floods caused extensive damage to land, property and livestock. Our correspondent has the details.
Meanwhile, the situation in Punjab is gradually coming under control. The border state, which has lost 46 lives till date, is collectively helping each other along with experts from Indian Army, BSF and NDRF in rescue and relief operations. About 2,000 villages and over 3.87 lakh people have been impacted by floods. Hundreds of My Bharat Aapda Mitras of the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports are also supporting the local communities in flood-affected districts. State government has announced the opening up of all the educational institutions in the state from Tuesday. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
Life is also trying to return to normalcy in rain-battered Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH44, remained closed to vehicular traffic for the sixth consecutive day. On the other hand, light motor vehicles continue to ply normally on the historic Mughal Road. However, the pilgrimage to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi in Riyasi district remains suspended due to weather-related disruptions. The Indian Air Force, IAF, is carrying out a major humanitarian operation in landslide-affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command of IAF said Indian Air Force helicopters evacuated 541 people from Bharmaur Chamba sector and airlifted over 10,000 kilograms of essential relief material in Kullu and Kishtwar sectors. A rare celestial event is unfolding tonight as a total lunar eclipse is visible in the sky. The eclipse is clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in other parts of Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. The eclipse began at 8:58 p.m. and will end at 2:25 a.m. The government has dismissed a manipulated video circulating on social media that falsely attributed statements to Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. The video misleadingly suggests that General Dwivedi claimed India lost fighter jets and soldiers during Operation Sindoor. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau in a social media post clarified that the content is fake and AI-generated and urged people not to fall for such misinformation. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has dismissed a message being circulated on social media platforms claiming that certain transition benefits under GST will be applicable to unutilized cess credit, ITC, of exempted supplies and new price adjustment provisions from 22nd of this month. CBIC said that such claims are factually incorrect and misleading. In hockey, India defeated South Korea with a dominating 4-1 performance in the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship Final at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. With this victory, India not only secured their fourth Asia Cup crown, but also qualified for the Hockey World Cup next year. In the US Open Tennis, top seed and defending champion Jannik Sinner will take on second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles final in New York tonight. The match will begin around 11:30 p.m. The summit clash will also decide the world number one ranking in men's singles. This marks the third straight Grand Slam final between the two this season. Sinner won the Australian Open and Wimbledon in 2025, while Alcaraz triumphed at Roland Garros. And that is the end of this news bulletin.